We're dealing with a bit of a campaign today and certain drama from other folks. Episode 2, Season 2 of Letterkenny, coming at you now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hear, hear to the new president, Wayne. We knew you could do it, buddy. We knew you could do it. Ag Hall president, Wayne, celebrating with his boys, Daryl and Dan, celebrating with a little bit of Katie, too. Everybody's so proud. Everybody's so happy. What's going to be Wayne's first order of business? We don't even know. We don't even know. How long has McMurray been president before? By the way, I love the guy who plays McMurray on the show. He's like a Canadian Buffalo Bill. You guys know he's not, hey, how are you doing? Not bad. Not bad, you. I'm fine. Not bad. You don't hurt Precious. No one else has done that. I do that every time that guy comes on screen. I think he's absolutely brilliant. I love him. Okay, so Wayne is president, right? His first task, he's drinking a beer. This is a guy you can grab a beer with. Hey, I think that was like George W. Bush's thing. I'm the candidate you can grab beer with. Just make mine a non-alcoholic. So that's what Wayne's doing. And of course, he decides he needs to do something in town. It's time to start getting things going. And of course, Dan and Daryl remind him, well, if you're going to do something, you got to take a picture. Because if it's not in the papers and if it's not on the internet, well, then it didn't happen. And Wayne says, no, that's stupid. It's about duty. It's just about feeling good. It's not about taking the credit. It's funny. You could argue that certain politicians right now are all about taking credit, not about doing duty. But that's up for you to decide. Let's see. Jonesy and Riley, they're giving some smackdown. They get put in line by the guys who are coming up there. Wayne's trying to figure out what to do. McMurray is pissed. Literally, he's getting the ass pisses, which is, I think, a Canadian way of saying diarrhea. He's getting the ass pisses. So I'll call it pizzazz. Let me tell you something, McMurray. There's a pizza place in Cleveland where I grew up called Pizzazz Pizza. And I think they take offense to you calling it pizzazz. Because pizzazz is one of the most magically one of the most magically inclined places to eat pizza, and you ruined it with your ass pisses, McMurray. It's not our fault you're not the president anymore. Let's see. So Buffalo Bill, right, McMurray, decides that he wants to do a campaign instead. He said that the vote happened too quick last time. Now they're both going to campaign. And you know Wayne's going to get screwed because Wayne is a cut and dry guy. He's not a guy who schmoozes. This isn't a guy who goes out of his way to, like, kiss a baby and something. You know, he drinks a beer. He does his chores. He doesn't seek the limelight. He's screwed in politics. We all know it. So let's see. Katie and Devin, of course, exchange a little, I call it a crop dusting of hateful and unwarranted words to each other. Katie really holds her own. I really like her throwing that back at Devin. That's so good. I think Devin makes fun of her. He says, like, what happened to your shirt? Did it shrink? She's like, yeah, it happened in the washer. Didn't you know that's how your dick shrunk? Like, whatever. She threw it back. Well done, Katie. Well done. Let's see. There's new spots that are going to come out now. We also have some campaign ads that are going to start running. McMurray is getting the drop on it because he had Devin do his campaign, right? So Stewart, in the meantime, goes over to Wayne and says, I will beat whatever Devin does with his click count. I will beat him, but you need me to beat him. So McMurray, I don't really get this with Devin. He gets an Indian guy, gets an Asian woman. He tells them all to talk in accents, which they clearly don't because they live in frickin' Ontario, just so that they can get the vote and specify to stuff. They get Glenn to show up with the Glenn shows up with the gay vote, like just as they're saying, and of course he's like eating a popsicle. This is a real godforsaken meeting. I'm surprised meeting, and the thing is, I could totally see meetings like this happening. We need this person, we need this person. You with the limp, you're good. We're gonna put you up front. You, do you have an accent? Well, get a broken accent, find one. That's the only way you're gonna be up here. I gotta tell you, these people in Letterkenny, they're playing dirty. They are playing dirty. So the big thing that they say about Wayne, every person is, he's just not ready. He's just not ready. Let me tell you something about Wayne. That guy gets up early in the morning. He does his chore. He takes care of Stormy. He loves his sister, Katie. This guy's a good guy. This guy is ready. And he stepped up when he was supposed to. So screw off. Let's see. He's just not ready. Stuart vows to help Wayne. Daryl burps. Dan farts. That just happens at any point during the episode. They get ready. The tip of the tongue, the teeth of the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth of the lips. Is that it? Yeah. The tip of the tongue, the teeth of the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth of the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth of the lips. What, like Riley and Jonesy, they're getting ready. Turns out, too, that they also love Chad Michael Murray. Jonesy and Riley? Really? Chad Michael? Look at you with the three name guys there. Let's see. Wayne has another funny joke that I added. Where Wayne just says, what if all the guys who were Richard just started calling themselves Dick? So you'd have Dick Gear, Dick Dreyfus. He just named a bunch of dicks. I thought that was so great. No one ever thinks about that. My name's Adam. What if I just went by, like, Ad? Addy? People, my parents used to call me Addy. Addy. Be like, Addy. A little personal. Sorry. Let's see. McMurray, of course, takes back the presidency because Wayne has such a disastrous campaign ad by Stewart that basically just says, fuck McMurray. This is one of the greatest political ads I've ever seen where every person's like, what's up? Fuck McMurray. Literally that. I think they should just have that for ads now in America. It should just be, fuck this person, because that's basically what we're doing anyway. You might as well just say it. And it's just language, too. Who cares about language? Dude, we're so screwed. I mean, of course, there's fucking Duck. Jonesy and Riley, in the end, they are showering with the senior members of the team. They start talking about cock-licking etiquette, right? Cock-licking etiquette. It's important. Something I haven't really thought about because I haven't really showered with guys. Last time, when you shower with, I think, like, when you're in, like, elementary school, going to the pools or something, or, like, in camp. Maybe camp is like a, but yeah. Otherwise, I didn't play sports, clearly, in high school or college. So that wasn't really a thing. But yeah, they're pointing out the guys' bushes, and all the guys were like, fuck you, yeah, you little bitch. All these guys love calling Riley and Jonesy's bitches. And I got to tell you, I'm a pretty big fan. Yeah, one of the things that I love that Jonesy and Riley say, cock looking etiquette, whether it's a car wreck or not, you got to look away. No matter what. And you're right. And in the end, of course, there is a shower fight. Nothing like American History X. Much more G-rated. But we have a fantastic episode coming up to you next. I'm Adam Carr, Letterkenny, Episode 2. Good night!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.